Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, Terry Moore's third-seeded basketball Hoosiers certainly know what they're up against tomorrow at 2 o'clock, facing 11-time national champion UConn out in Bridgeport, Connecticut. But the 24-8 Hoosiers know, too, a little about adversity. Case in point, junior forward Mackenzie Holmes, bouncing back from her adversity personally. But here she is, and the Hoosiers, with the opportunity tomorrow to spring a surprise and advance to the Elite Eight.
Anytime I get to step on the court with these girls is a major blessing. I'll never take that for granted, especially, you know, after, you know, getting hurt, it made me put into perspective how much playing means to me, and not only playing, but just playing with these girls in specific. I love them all so much, so every time I step on the floor, I'm super grateful. Like I said before, I'll do whatever it takes.
Big key inside tomorrow, Mackenzie Holmes averaging 15-7 as the Hoosiers head into this one. By the way, Mackenzie and senior guard Grace Berger named a Women's Basketball Coaches Association All-Region finalist for this year's All-America squad. Holmes earning her first All-Region honor from the association, Grace earning her second dating back to last season. NCAA hoops tonight on the airwaves. The first game, St. Peter's Purdue, tip at 7:09. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So these next 2 days, the scoring should come heavy for Ray Luce's Hoosier swimmers and Drew Johansson's divers trying tonight through Saturday to make some noise and make its move, perhaps. Maybe not a national title, but the fourth-ranked Hoosiers will be knocking at the door down in Atlanta.
You know, I think that's probably out of our reach. There's two programs, Cal Berkeley and Texas, that, I mean, on paper, I think that they're going to be tough to beat. You never say never.
Right.
But, you know, our goal will be to, you know, finish as highly as we can in the national rankings. We got a little more work to do to say we're truly national title contenders. But whenever you hover around in the top five of the program and you do that year in, year out, there's a probability that you're going to break through on one of those. So if that's this year, I'll take it.
Indiana men's swimming coach Ray Luce, the Hoosiers have finished top 10 8 of the last 9 years. Last year, they wound up a 6th. NCAA hoops tonight, Sweet 16, first game, 7:09 tip, St. Peter's and Purdue. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.